This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Caroline and Uma with you. This is the evening edition. It's 5:35 p.m. Lynn Mark, thank you for sticking around. The FBM KLCI hit its lowest point in a year today. Now, I know what Ahmad Mazlan might say, but what can you tell us about this?
Okay, so today was the KLCI's ninth straight day of losses. The last time we saw a red streak this long was in October last year when the index declined for 10 straight days. But the remarkable thing today that was that the KLCI dropped below the 1,700 mark for the first time since February last year.
Yeah.
Market turnover was also quite muted. 2.1 billion shares were traded, worth about 2.6 billion ringgit in total. And losers outstripped the gainers, almost 3-1.
Yeah, well, we've had a lot of volatility since the elections, but analysts are saying that there are other factors at play, right?
Yeah, so there's been kind of a sad confluence of factors. There's been, of course, the extended volatility after the elections, concerns over the U.S.-China trade dispute, softer crude oil prices ahead of an OPEC meeting expected tomorrow, and of course, some speculation that our new finance minister's candor in exposing scandals might have contributed to the poor market performance. Kananga Research has said, particularly with the U.S.-China trade spat, the overall technical outlook will remain bearish, but with possible support at the 1,680 level. So taking into account that we hit nearly an all-time high in April, the analyst consensus seems to be that the KLCI is heading for a correction. We're already down about 6% here to date.
All right then. On that very light note, I saw Telekom Malaysia was on the move today.
So there was some news from the Communications and Multimedia Ministry that broadband prices in Malaysia will drop 25% by year end.
That's right.
So that's a weight on TM's stock price. They closed down 13.5% at 314.
All right, Lynn Mark, thank you very much for that market wrap. Keep it here on the Evening Edition.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.